You're listening to Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 FM KCSU Fort Collins for Thursday, March 7th. I'm Lee Zimpel, your news director.
And I am Tyler Weatherwax, your assistant news director. And we are the voices behind the Rocky Mountain Review news broadcast that airs every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
As always, we here at the Rocky Mountain Review strive to give you the most up-to-date, unbiased, and factual news. On today's show, learn how one CSU researcher is trying to understand a scientific mystery and more with Tyler in Campus News.
And a man who worked for the Larimer County Sheriff's Office was arrested for owning child exploitation material. More on that with Lee in local news.
Then Tyler will give you the local lineup of things to do this weekend in life and events.
Later on in the broadcast, the FDA is warning that the cinnamon in your spice rack might have a high level of lead in it. Learn which brands they say to throw away in national news with Lee. And with that, we'll get started with campus news. Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax, and this is your Colorado State University campus news. Dark matter is one of science's great unknown mysteries, but a researcher here at Colorado State University is diving into the subject looking for answers. The researcher at CSU has created a development in the approach of understanding and identifying dark matter. The approach will be aided with the help of giant particle detectors being built. Assistant Professor Joshua Berger and a partner at the University of Texas Austin are working together on the project to learn more about dark matter. The team is looking for large amounts of energy that are released when dark matter hits a proton and destroys it. As dark matter is still largely in the dark of being understood, this team may make breakthroughs in the area. And more in research at CSU, another researcher is looking into something equally as fascinating as dark matter, sourdough bread. Charlene Van Buten is looking into how different sourdough starters impact bread quality and the health effects on people. The research has been funded by the United States Department of Agriculture, and so far the research has proved to lead to a lot of discoveries in bread. One study conducted was on how different organisms can affect quality, color, and texture of bread. The findings were used in the Journal of Food Science for other researchers and readers to learn about. The process used over 60 loaves of bread baked freshly, and the next steps of the process are looking towards different starters and how they break down gluten differently. These findings could help businesses use ingredients more effectively in their bread baking. Two members of CSU faculty have joined the National Academy of Inventors. Dr. Dean Hendrickson and Professor Melissa Reynolds were named senior members in the Academy who honor and recognize their work for inspiring the future generation of inventors. The pair developed realistic models of artificial skin that could be used by surgeons in the future for practice surgeries. And a reminder to those who may not know, tomorrow marks the last day of classes here at CSU before spring break, and students will have the week off. The Rocky Mountain Review will return along with students after spring break. Coming up next is Lee with your local news covering the arrest of a Larimer County Emergency Services remote contractor.
In local news, Larimer County Police have been investigating a cybercrime tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children since May of last year. The tip said somebody in a rural area in Larimer County owned child sexual abuse materials. Police say after an extensive investigation, a man who temporarily worked for the Larimer County Sheriff's Office was arrested this week as the suspect. Police identified the suspect as 67-year-old Mark De Gregorio. Until recently, he worked as a remote contractor for the Larimer Police Emergency Services Division since 2021. Police say they first searched his home in January, and they found images and videos that they labeled to be an extreme risk. Police arrested De Gregorio on Monday, and he's now facing three felony charges of child sexual exploitation. In a news release, Sheriff John Fahan says De Gregorio's arrest is to send a clear message that exploiting children is never okay and that stopping the spreading of that kind of content is something officials are working hard to do. For now, the charges against De Gregorio are still accusations and the investigation is still in progress. Police are encouraging anyone with information to reach out. You can do that anonymously if you need to by talking to Crime Stoppers of Larimer County. Recently, there's been some unusual problems of prisoner drug use and overdoses in the Weld County Jail, and police might have just figured out why. A Northern Colorado private investigator was accused of sneaking drugs into the jail, and now she's facing the possibility of being an inmate herself. Investigators say she snuck fentanyl and other drugs into the Weld County Jail, giving them to at least one inmate. When officials started seeing these drug problems in the jail, Captain Matt Turner says some issues were ones he had never seen happen before. Police launched an internal investigation to dig into how it was possible. Turner says they started working with the drug task force, and that's when they learned someone from outside the sheriff's office might have been where the drugs were coming from. The investigation have police believing the PI, identified as 52-year-old Laura Tellers, was bringing in drugs during jail visits for clients who were being represented by the law firm she worked for. One inmate and a client of hers that police say she gave drugs to is currently in jail over murder charges. Turner says preventing drugs from getting into the jail is a familiar challenge. In this case, it might seem like an unexpected finding, but the captain says he was not completely shocked that the drugs could be brought in by someone officials trusted. He says the Weld County Jail is not the only one in Colorado to face similar drug issues, and that the drug screening process is more focused on inmates themselves. Professional staff, on the other hand, have more leniency. So now, Turner says police are taking it as a lesson learned, and they're continuing to understand and close the loopholes that let drugs slip past protocols. Before they can take action, though, police are working to find other causes behind the drug problems. Turner says the Weld County Sheriff's Office is taking the issues very seriously and says that anyone involved will face criminal charges. Information for this story comes from CBS News. Last week, there was a heated exchange between four teenage boys and a tenant at a Loveland apartment complex. One of the teens, who is from Fort Collins, was arrested afterwards for reportedly trying to end the exchange with gunfire. In a press release, Loveland police say the teens do not live at the complex, called Autumn Lakes Apartments, but they were known to have issues with one of its tenants. Late Thursday afternoon, a caller told police that they were shot at after they asked the teens to leave the complex. The gunshots missed the caller, and afterwards the teens drove away. Police say they later saw the car the caller described leaving an apartment complex in Fort Collins. They then arrested a person of interest inside. The Fort Collins teen, who was not identified by police, is now facing a handful of charges, including attempted second-degree murder. Investigators are still looking for the car that drove away, and they're asking the community for help. Fort Collins and Loveland police are looking for a gray Jeep Cherokee, and they're asking anyone who might have seen it traveling between the Autumn Lake Apartments and Fort Collins to reach out. Those were your local news updates. My name is Lee Zimpel. We'll take a break, but when we come back, Tyler will let you know about some weekend opportunities in life and events.
KCSU thanks Tribal Rights for their continued underwriting support. Tribal Rights is located on College Avenue in Old Town Fort Collins and is a full custom tattoo, body piercing, and jewelry studio. Learn more at tribalrightstattoo.com.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with upcoming events at CSU and in Fort Collins. An international DJ is set to perform here at Colorado State University along with a lineup of other performers. The scheduled concert is set to be inside Moby Arena on April 20th with DJ Steve Aoki. Aoki is known for their electronic dance music and DJing skills. The event will follow the CSU Spring Football Game and is a part of Aoki's Extra Credit Tour 2024. The other artists lined up for the concert are Wax Motif, Shipwreck, Nostalgic, and DJ Swagger Man. The doors to Moby will open at 5 p.m. on April 20th, and the tickets are available now. Coming to the Aggie Theater tonight is That One Guy. That One Guy is a classically trained bassist. The one-man band has been in the spotlight since the 1990s and will now perform here in Fort Collins. If you think performing an instrument sounds difficult, you can watch That One Guy perform multiple. You can catch the concert tonight at 8 p.m. at the Aggie Theater. Another show at the Aggie Theater happening tomorrow night is Maddie O'Neill. Her style of music and mixing will be heard throughout the Aggie Theater. Her music is a mix of electronic, hip-hop, jazz, and rock. Her show is tomorrow night and will begin at 9 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the 23rd annual Spring Holistic Fair located at the Ranch Events Complex. The event will feature tarot card, astrology, and palm readings. The event focuses on the relationship between body and mind. And lastly, join Husband, presented by KCSU on Saturday, March 9th. The Oklahoma City Rock Band will be rocking out at the Aggie Theater. That is all for your events section. Coming up next after the break is Lee with your national news updates. Learn which cinnamon brands the FDA listed in a public safety alert over lead contamination.
This is DJ Alchemy speaking to you, dear listener. My show, The Witching Hour, is up next on KCSU. I've got a wide variety of topics lined up to talk about, including CSU sports and pop culture, so stay tuned.
Welcome back from the break. Here are your national news updates. The Food and Drug Administration is warning people to throw away or avoid ground cinnamon from at least six brands because they have high levels of lead in them. The public health alert was announced yesterday, and it comes after over 460 people, mostly children, were lead poisoned by cinnamon-flavored applesauce. The applesauce itself was already recalled across the U.S., but the FDA is now warning folks to check their spice racks because experts think the cinnamon in the applesauce is where the lead came from. The FDA says the cinnamon could have been tainted because the company that was producing it was using additives to make the spice look brighter in color, which from an economic viewpoint makes it look more appealing and profitable. The FDA says companies were not following guidelines to minimize lead toxicity, and those guidelines exist for a reason. When somebody is lead poisoned, it's most common to not show any obvious or immediate symptoms, but lead exposure over time can easily be dangerous. For adults, it could lead to kidney dysfunction, hypertension, and other harmful impacts on the brain. Now, those same additives that add a brighter reddish color to ground cinnamon are behind the high levels of lead in these six spice brands: La Fiesta, Markham, MTCI, Swad, El Chilar, and Supreme Tradition, which is sold at Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. So far, three of the companies who produce the cinnamon on alert issued mass recalls after the FDA's announcement. Contributions to this story are from the New York Times and CBS News. President Biden will give his final State of the Union address tonight at 7 p.m. He'll be talking about what his administration accomplished in the past and will also be laying out future priorities for the rest of his term. As voters question and show concern over Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, we can expect him to talk tonight about plans for humanitarian aid in Gaza. The Biden administration says the plan is for the U.S. military to build a temporary port on the Gaza coast to help speed up the shipments of food, medicine, and other essential resources. Officials say the port will not need American troops on the ground to build it, and they also said they also did not give specific details about how the pier would be built in general. What's known so far is that building it will take weeks. Right now, Gaza is in a worsening humanitarian crisis, as aid groups say it's nearly impossible to deliver supplies. The barriers are from troubles coordinating with the Israeli military and the wartime violence itself. So many Palestinians, especially in the north region, are scrambling for essential resources to survive. Israel is the U.S.'s main ally in the Mideast, and the plan for a port is one effort that shows how the U.S. has tried working around Israel to get aid into Gaza. Last week, the U.S. airdropped meals into Gaza after over 100 Palestinians standing in a line for food were shot and killed by Israeli troops. As conditions in Gaza grow worse, and as U.S. voters continue to hear about it and pay attention to it, Biden's speech tonight will mark an important one. That'll wrap up national news for now. Information for that story is from CBS News. My name is Leeson Pell. Coming up, we'll hear from Caleb Allen with a rundown of the CSU Sports Report right after the break.
So, your friend started a band, and you're trying to get into this whole local music thing. Maybe you think local music is just a guy with a guitar. It's that, and so much more. It's also rock, EDM, metal, bluegrass, and everything in between. If you want to get into this whole local music thing, tune into KCSU, where we play a large selection of local artists from the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. First met.
Hi, I'm Caleb Allen, sports director at KCSU. Here's what's going on this week in sports. CSU men's basketball bounced back from their last-second loss to Nevada last week with a 70-62 win over Wyoming on Saturday. In what was guard Isaiah Stevens' final game in Moby Arena, he finished with 12 points, 2 assists, and 6 rebounds. Joel Scott tied his season high in points with 20, leading all scorers in the contest. The Rams are enjoying the week off before heading to Colorado Springs to face off against Air Force in the regular season finale. After that, the Rams will begin their run to a Mountain West title on Wednesday in the first round of the Mountain West Championships against an opponent to be determined on Saturday once the regular season concludes. CSU women's basketball split their two matchups this week, starting with a 68-56 loss to San Jose State on the road on Saturday. McKenna Hofschild led all scorers with 21 points, adding the 5 assists and 9 rebounds in the loss. The Rams then returned home on Tuesday night to send off another Ram great in Hofschild during the regular season and home finale against Boise State. It would be a win for the Rams, 64-50, which clinched a first-round bye for them next week in the Mountain West Championships. Marta Lamanis led all scorers with 21 points on 14 shots. The Rams will begin their championship run against Nevada Monday at 3:30 p.m. in the quarterfinal round. CSU Track and Field is sending Gabby Morris off to the NCAA Championships as well as Maya Lesner in Boston this weekend. They will be competing for individual national championships over the weekend. Maya Lesner is coming off her Mountain West winning throw of 22.06 meters in women's weight throw, which ranks 11th in the nation. CSU Tennis lost their second straight home match on Saturday when they hosted number 62 GCU. Vika Jadinskaya was the only Ram to win a match on the day with two singles matches and the third doubles match to go unfinished. The Rams hit the road this week and taken on Columbia and Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday and Sunday. CSU softball returned home for the Ram Classic last weekend with 5 games between Iowa State and Manhattan College. The Rams controlled both games on Friday after jumping out to leads in the first innings of both. They would go on to run rule Manhattan both games on Saturday, scoring a combined 22 runs between the 9 innings played, fueled by 8 runs in the first inning of the second meeting with the Jaspers. They closed the weekend with a comeback victory over Iowa on Sunday. After falling behind 5-0 following the second inning, the Rams scored 9 runs in the third and fourth inning and never looked back. Peyton Allen brought in the go-ahead runs with a grand slam in the bottom of the fourth. Pitcher Giselle Bentley was awarded Mountain West Pitcher of the Week for her performances on the weekend. Be sure to tune into Ramblers tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. as Austin and I break down everything you need to know about Colorado State sports. I'm Caleb Allen, your sports director at KCSU, and that's what's going on this week in sports.
Today we saw some rain, and sometimes it was mixed with a tiny bit of snow. Tonight we'll see more of today's cloudy sky, but we'll see more snow than rain. It'll cool to a low of 24 degrees, and it could feel a little breezy out. The snow should stick, but it'll be less than an inch. Friday we'll see more snow, mostly before 3 p.m. Like today, we'll see another whiteout sky. The breeze should be pretty light this time, and we'll see a high of 35 degrees. The snow could build up to about 1 to 2 inches. Friday night, it'll start mostly cloudy, then eventually it'll mostly clear up. Winds will be light and variable, and the low will be about 18 degrees. Saturday will take a little bit of a 180. It'll be sunny with a high of 54. The breeze should stay calm throughout the day. Saturday night will stay mostly clear. It'll cool to a low around 24 degrees. Then on Sunday, it'll be another sunny one. The weekend will end on a warmer note with a high of 61. Sunday night will cool off to around 29 degrees. We'll see a partly cloudy sky and it should stay dry. A quick look into next week. The weekend warmth should stick around into Monday and Tuesday, but after that, you can still expect to see some more rain and snow later on. Information for this forecast comes from the National Weather Service. I hope you have a good weekend and a good spring break. And that is all for today. We would like to thank Damian Castile for our amazing theme music. We'd also like to thank the rest of our staff here at KCSU and Rocky Mountain Student Media. We couldn't do this without you.
Finally, we couldn't do this without you, dear listener, so thank you. If you missed any part of today's show, you can find the RMR podcast on kcsufm.com under the news or podcast section. You can also find us on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching KCSU News. And with that, we'll see you next time.